Graham O'Brien is an amateur radio expert, and he joins us online this morning. G'day, Graham.
Yeah, good morning, Dougal. How are you today?
Very well. So what are we talking about when we talk about amateur radio?
Amateur radio, that's a broad question, but amateur radio is a hobby involved in communications. It's a hobby of science. It's a hobby of engineering. It's just a wonderful hobby, and it's a worldwide hobby. You can... You don't know from one minute to the next whether you'd be talking to a king, a prince, or the local garbage worker.
Yeah, okay. So, and the term ham, where does ham come from?
Well, that's a good question. I've heard a number of stories for that over the years. One of the stories I've heard is that originally actors who were not professional actors were called ham actors. I really don't know the true story. There's plenty of interesting stories about.
And so, if you're an amateur radio user, are you referred to as a ham?
Yes, you are.
Yeah. Okay. So you're a ham. You're a ham yourself.
Yes, I am.
And what sort of radios are we using here? So as you say, you can be talking to people all over the place. How does that all work?
Okay. Well, the amateur radio operators, as we're also called. Have frequency allocations right across the radio spectrum. So there's HF, which is the sort of thing that a lot of your listeners would have code N mobiles in their cars or whatever, and that you talk in the outback. We also have frequencies that sort of radio would cover across the spectrum, and well, on those frequencies we can talk all over the world. We also have VHF and UHF, and we have microwave allocations. So on your VHF, you might be travelling around Australia and you'll have a VHF radio in your car and you come into Cobar and you can talk to the locals. Wherever you go in the world, you've always got a friend.
Yeah, right. It does sound remarkable, though, that you can be sitting anywhere. You can be sitting on your farm somewhere and talking to somebody over in the UK or America or whatever on a high-frequency radio.
Yeah, well, that's the nature of the beast, and that's the thing that whet my appetite. I've had my licence now over 30 years. I think I was 17 when I got my licence, and I'm 56 now. So it's just... A wonderful hobby.
And so what does having a licence mean? Why do you need to have a licence?
Well, I guess having a licence... amateur radio is a hobby of experimentation, of study of propagation, and you have to have a licence. Well, it started off in many years ago, probably nearly 100 years ago, where people would be building their own transmitters, and they'd be broadcasting to the local neighbourhood, and it's just been a progression on that. And I guess you need a licence to regulate it, keep the thing the hobby that it is. If we didn't have a licence, I guess the hobby would be chaos. Mm. And it'd be just another CB, and amateur radio is definitely not another CB.
Okay, and you're heading to Cobar with a bit of a team there to do upgrades and a few tutorials. So
that's correct. We'll be in Cobar on the weekend of the 6th and 7th of September, the first weekend in September.
Yep, that's it, 6th and 7th, yep.
And there'll be a couple of guys from Melbourne coming up. And there'll be myself. I'm in Newcastle, and there'll be another two people coming from Burrell up near Stroud, which is to the northwest of Newcastle. And we'll be actually conducting classes on the Saturday, and we'll be doing assessments for mainly for the new foundation license, which is a entry level license into ham radio. And saying it's an entry-level licence, the privileges that the candidates end up when they receive their licence are phenomenal. They can They can talk to people in the International Space Station. They can do all sorts of things.
Amazing. And how do people actually get into this type of radio? I mean, you mentioned, you know, people build their own transmitters and that sort of stuff. Can you actually walk into a shop or, you know, get in contact with people who will just have a ready-made kit you can just pick up and go and plug in?
Yes, yeah. I guess the hobby started by people building their own, because as technology changes, the equipment is readily available on the shelf, and that's generally what most amateurs do these days. They buy their equipment because the cost of building them from scratch to what you can buy just would... You wouldn't be able to afford it.
Okay. And so is it just a local electronics type store? Or?
Yes. Yeah. Dick Smith stores. Dick Smith have gone out of Ham and Radio, actually. But there are a few
stores around. Yeah, okay. And what about the number of people that you know of that are involved, say, across New South Wales or Australia? Is it the hundreds or thousands?
Well, there are 15,000 radio amateurs in Australia.
Is that right?
Yeah, it's quite amazing. Actually, there are 18,000 licences issued, but there are people who have two call signs or even three for different applications. One of the things, if people want to find out about amateur radio, the organisation that they contact is what they call the Wireless Institute of Australia. And they have a website, which is www.wia.org, that's org.au. And if they look under the tab Discover Amateur Radio, it's all there. The WIA will send them out a pamphlet and the full story. But if there's anyone interested in being assessed on that weekend, they need to contact us ASAP. Can I give my details?
Yeah, sure, Graham, yep.
Okay, well, my details are Graham O'Brien, and the number is 02-49-548-688. And the contact in Cobar is Mr. John Bennett, and his number to contact John is 0427-272-546. And John's a radio ham in Cobar, so...
Fantastic. All right, and you'll be there assessing and giving some advice as well on that weekend, the 6th.
I'd be happy to talk to anyone who is interested, but sooner, if they are interested, they can contact us.
Book in.
As soon as possible, we can give them the full story.
Good stuff. So the 6th and 7th of September. Graham, thanks for your time, and hope you have fun hamming it up in Cobar.
Okay, and thank you for allowing us to tell our people our story.
Good on you. Bye-bye. Graham O'Brien there, one of the great hams as far as amateur radio is concerned, and get in contact if you do want some more details or you'd like to book in. Sounds like a good way of getting involved.